You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. It isn't news that there's been a drop in manufacturing employment, but what may come as a surprise is that the jobs that have left the United States to relocate south of the border actually have some benefits to workers here in the U.S. L.A. Times California economy reporter Natalie Kitroev recently wrote about how American workers were being lifted by Mexico's manufacturing boom. Natalie, welcome to the program.
Hi, David.
Good to see you here.
It's nice to see you here.
Yes, indeed. Okay, so I'm reading your story that you had in the paper the other day talking about how car jobs that used to be in the U.S., they're now down in Mexico, and they're producing a robust Mexican middle class, which isn't a surprise. What is surprising is the rising tide down there is lifting U.S. boats.
Right. So, I mean, what you've been hearing on the presidential campaign trail from candidates on both sides is that NAFTA is killing U.S. jobs, that it's the worst trade deal in history, says Trump. Even Hillary Clinton, who was once sort of supportive of the deal, has been super critical. And so what we tried to do here is to look at that claim. And what we found and what research, both theoretical research, but also practical experience from CEOs on both sides of the border shows is that actually what's going on is much more complex than what you're hearing. And the boom in manufacturing in Mexico is sustaining many U.S. supplier jobs because of the way that supply chains are structured through North America.
And what surprised me here is, even though we think of U.S. manufacturing jobs as dwindling and evaporating, in fact, we're adding jobs.
Well, we are. We are in the process of adding jobs since the recession. I mean, we're not at the peak of 19 million plus jobs in the late 70s. There is a pretty clear sense that we will never return to that peak, that the type of manufacturing that's coming back to the United States is much more machine driven. But yes, we've seen an uptick in 6% since the recession, since 2009 in manufacturing jobs. And more to the point, our manufacturing output is almost at a record high. So what's happening when you hear Obama talk about a manufacturing renaissance is that we are producing more than ever. A lot of the kind of irony that you hear economists talk about when they hear the concern about manufacturing in the United States is that we in the U.S. are in the middle of our own sort of mini boom.
And yet that's not to mitigate the fact that American workers in the manufacturing sector are going through some difficult times, and many of them have lost jobs that aren't coming back.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're talking about 5 million jobs, you know, since 2000. And in many cases, these are folks who are older, who don't have a ton of advanced education. And so it's very hard for them to see how these trade deals are benefiting them because they, in many cases, have not been able to move into kind of higher paying or more advanced skilled jobs. So it's a paradox where we're seeing this boom in output, and yes, the jobs are sort of slowly following, but, you know, the broader picture is really grim for a huge cohort of workers.
So what we're seeing in that case, and in many cases, is the lower-end jobs leaving this country, the assembly jobs, for example, that have a lot of human component to it that can be very expensive in the U.S., and in theory, higher-end jobs taking their place. But is that, in fact, playing out across the entire sector?
It's playing out across the entire manufacturing sector. Lower-paying jobs, we're talking about people picking up things, putting them in boxes, closing the boxes. That type of work has left the United States. What has shifted back to the United States is more advanced manufacturing jobs. Part of the reason why there are fewer manual labor jobs in manufacturing is that there's been a technological revolution and now robots do a lot of the work that humans used to do. You know, it's remarkable that automation is a very real and kind of pervasive force that's changing manufacturing, not just in the U.S., but also in Mexico. So from an economic standpoint, as soon as we can shift towards a workforce that is able to kind of work with robots, program them, maintain them, we will have an advantage in what is going to be just the future of manufacturing across the globe.
And luckily, we'll see no such automation in the journalism industry.
Yeah, no, thank God. Yeah, no.
Cough. Natalie Kitroev covers the California economy for the LA Times. Natalie, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, David.